For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time it's subject to change. Max one offer per account.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Well, good morning, everybody. Looks like a nice, beautiful day. Going to get up to close to 60 today in the afternoon. Gator with you, along with Jeff Rieger, who's in for Doug. Doug will be back on tomorrow's show. Jeffrey, how are you today?
Fantastic. What's going on, guys? A little early for me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is it? I mean, you fill in the morning show a lot.
I mean, yeah, that's really early. My goodness. You need a nap after that one.
Yeah.
But this is actually pretty good, right? You get out at 2 o'clock, you got your whole afternoon in front of you. You can stay up late, you watch all the games. It's a good shift you got here.
Why, thank you.
Yes, I know you're looking for my approval.
I rather enjoy it. Yeah. There's the stat of the day. I am going to complain a little. I'm going to look a little stiff on the when it comes to the Twitch feed or YouTube today. My neck, every once in a while, in the morning in particular, I think I've talked about this before, I'll get like this neck stinger from, I might turn my head to the right. Maybe it happens too quickly. And all of a sudden this shooting pain goes through the left side of my neck and shoots down almost to my collarbone. And it's like, it's so painful. It's like a lightning bolt comes into my neck and then it disappears like 10 seconds later.
Have you tried maybe it's a sciatica. That's what everybody.
Does that sound good? Yeah.
Yeah. I go with that.
I will tell you this morning that when it happened, it was the worst it's ever been for me.
Oh, boy.
Like, the worst. Like, I can still feel a little bit of an effect of it now, but it lingered forever. And so I will be, when I turn to my right, it will be like my whole body turning to the right. Like, driving in this morning was like looking over my shoulder to try to, you know, change lanes.
Right, you can't change that. You can't turn your head. You're turning your entire body.
Because as I'm doing it, I can start to feel where it's going to go. I'm like, I can't do that. So
Gator,
I'll battle through it though.
Years ago, do you remember Lions Broncos Peyton Manning Sunday Night Football at Ford Field? Years ago, Lions started like 1-4. They ended up losing that game as well. That was the year that I think the Broncos won the Super Bowl.
They won it or they played for it.
Yeah. Anyway,
back to back years.
I went in and I talked to Peyton Manning. And he did the same exact thing. I asked him a question and he couldn't turn his head. He had to turn his entire body. It's like he had a swivel chair, like at the doctor's office. That's what I'm envisioning with you right now.
So if you want to watch, we stream the show live on twitch.tv.
You want to watch Gator in Pain.
That's right. Search 971 The Ticket and you'll see us. Or you can watch it also on YouTube and search 971 The Ticket. And there's a streaming chat that goes with it. All the people on Twitch and YouTube, we have this nice conversation going on along. So it's interactive. It's pretty cool.
Oh.
You can also listen to the show through the Odyssey app. That's Odyssey, AUDACY. There's a 24-hour rewind feature on there that you go back to 24 hours ago. And if you missed something from yesterday's show, you can hear it. So it's pretty cool as well. But let's start with the Lions, right? Because we've got Brad Holmes speaking today. He just got done talking probably about a half an hour ago or so with the media ahead of the draft, which is 1 week away, man. Get so excited about the draft. I love the draft. Draft is fantastic. Everything about the draft I love. All the hype leading up to it, the misinformation that goes on, and trying – this is one of the great things that we love in the media is trying to guess what the GM is going to do with the first-round pick. Like, after that, nobody really cares.
Right.
I mean, you care, but it's not like you can offer up a firm opinion that in the third round, they got to get this guy. But the first round, we all have pretty strong opinions of what needs to be done, what they should do, where they need to look at, and all this. And Brad Holmes talking about it ahead of time today, and he doesn't say a ton. He's not going to tell you, yeah, I'm looking at an edge rusher. He's not going to say that. He's not going to tell you, yeah, I'm looking at an offensive lineman that's got versatility. He's not going to say that. Yeah, I'm looking for a playmaker, a guy that's going to get to the end zone, a threat to do it every time he touches the ball. He's not going to say that. What he is going to say is, we're looking for football players. We're looking for guys that love this game, fit what we do with our team, fit our culture, and are just players. And over the years, he's talked about having this bucket of players that they look at in the first round, and they try to get as many of those players as they can. And it's just different ways of looking at it, but it's the same thing. Like, we all understand that, yeah, okay, there's some great players out there. Identify who those great players are. And if they happen to fit your need, that's great. Well, this year, I think there are plenty of depth. There's plenty of depth on the defensive line and on the offensive line. There's other depth positions too. There's lots of depth in the draft at tight end, which the Lions could look at. If you're looking down the road, are they gonna sign an extension with Sam LaPorta? I don't know if they would, because that price is getting hefty, and you got to start thinking about other guys you're gonna sign long term, like Herbie Joseph and Aiden Hutchinson. But it's just a kind of an interesting way of looking at the draft.
No, listen, I agree with you. I don't think he said anything that surprised anybody. And Brad Holmes is pretty consistent. He drafts the best player. He's not going to draft for need. And by the way, nobody's arguing that. For the most part, like, we get it. He's absolutely right. The best player is probably better than settling for some guy at defensive end. If you don't love that guy, why would you draft that guy? The one thing I noticed, you tell me if it's something or nothing, okay? We had, and we all had, the JMO conversations, right? Because they bring in Golden for the pre-visit, and everybody made a big deal about it. And then you look at JMO's contract, and you're like, 2 years left. Do you pick up the fifth-year option? And people are wondering, would he consider trading Jameson Williams, right? He mentioned JMO, I counted, 5 times today.
Okay.
In various points about trading up and... was that almost like a subliminal message to the media that we're counting on Jameson Williams? He's not going anywhere without saying it. Or am I just looking way too far into it? That was the one thing I noticed the most. The one guy he mentioned more than anybody else on the team was Jameson Williams.
248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Same number to text us as well. We're talking the NFL draft. Brad Holmes just spoke. You heard him speak right here. Well, started speaking a little bit more than an hour ago. You heard it here on 97.1 The Ticket. It's an interesting question because, yeah, the whole thought of drafting a wide receiver in the first round seems a little ridiculous to me because you've got the receivers. But your point being, if you're asking about, if people are bringing up Jameson Williams and then he brings him up several times during the press conference.
Like, nobody asked them straight about, like, hey, JMO's been, again, he already said they were probably leaning on picking up their fifth-year option, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So I think JMO's going to be on the team. I think it would be absurd to trade him because you're still trying to win right now. It's not all about 2-3 years from now when you got to pay everybody. But they did bring in 2 different receivers for pre-draft visits.
Yeah, and one of them is thought of as being one of the top 2 or 3 receivers in the draft.
Right.
The other one, not so much.
The other, Isaac Tislah.
Sure.
Tislah from Arkansas.
But
Tislah.
Yeah. The question of would they be trading up or down, that was addressed with Brad Holmes as well. We'll talk about this next. 248-539-9797. Jeff Rieger in for Doug. Gators with you today, as always. And we got Kang and Kenny behind the glass. We'll take your calls and texts as we continue here on 97.1 The Ticket. Welcome back to the Karsh and Anderson Show here on 97.1 The Ticket. Jeff Rieger's in for Doug Karsh. Taking your calls and texts, as always, 248-539-9797. Talking about the NFL draft, it's next Thursday. We are 1 week away from the draft, and we, you know how much we love the draft, not only on this show, but certainly on this show, but this station and this town, we love the draft. Having a draft here in Detroit last year was amazing. It was just a fantastic week leading up to it, and then, you know, the weekend events was just, it was great. Detroit was shining brightly. It was awesome. This year, it's a Green Bay. I suspect it'll be great for those that are there at Green Bay.
But they're not going to have 700,000 people there.
No, because they can't. The city isn't built for that. But it should still be pretty cool. You're going to title town, the whole bit, you know. And the weather looks like it could cooperate at the early onset. But who knows, because weather changes by the day. I'm sure Green Bay will do just fine. I'm curious to see how it does look. It's not like you got this amazing downtown to look at like Detroit had this. Detroit could not have looked better last year than when they did this. But we love the draft. We talk about the draft all the time. We've got a really good Lions team. It was 15-2 last year, despite all the injuries they had. Unfortunately, losing in the playoffs, I think you could safely say most of that attributed to guys that were not on the team at the time because of injuries, and certainly things that happened in the game. Looking at Jared Goff, they has a share of blame. There are other people that certainly have their share of blame in that game. You know, the defense that gave up a ton of points, that's not good either. But improving this team, it starts with free agency, and then it goes to the draft. Now, the Lions went out and they got their cornerback, DJ Reed. He's very good. Carlton Davis, good? Sure. Probably as good. Maybe slightly under, maybe slightly better, but comparable, right? So effectively, they have the same team going into the season that they did last year. The way to change it now is through the draft. And Brad Holmes was talking about that this morning and going different ways. And, you know, you had brought up that, you know, Matthew Golden is one of the people that came in for a visit. Matthew Golden, the wide receiver from Texas, who ran a 4.29 40.
Yeah, he's pretty quick.
Yeah. And he's 5'10", 190 pounds. Obviously, he's got a ton of get up and go. And he's thought of as being a top three wide receiver in this draft, depending on where you look at, either number two or number three. Luther Burden's in that mix. McMillan is in that mix. Abuka is in that mix. But nonetheless, Matthew Golden is thought of as, without question, going to be a first-round pick. So they're bringing him in, and it kind of begs the question, why are they bringing a wide receiver of that ilk in there? And is it mind games, or what is it that Brad Holmes is doing here? We can get into that in a second here, but here's what Brad Holmes had to say about looking at wide receiver specifically in this draft for the Lions. So it's interesting to hear that, because if you can't have enough, which, by the way, he said about a bunch of different positions, which I think a lot of people would say, well, the same thing about corner, which is what he said there. He has said that about edge rushers. He said it even today, talking about you can draft an edge rusher in every round. I think he said the same thing about offensive linemen. There's a bunch of positions you can say that about. But when he says it's a voluminous position, as if to say there's so many players in the draft that you can get, and then he's talking about even after the draft with undrafted free agents, or even still addressing free agents that haven't been signed yet, why on earth are you bringing in Matthew Golden?
Well, maybe he's one of them, though. But the way you're talking about it, it almost seems like Brad Holmes' theory on receivers is, well, they got Amon-Ra St. Brown in the fourth round.
Yeah.
Right? You can get a productive receiver late in the draft that can help you. And if that's how he's thinking, and he did say it's a deep draft for receivers, you do wonder if maybe, just maybe, because he's so concerned about paying those bills down the line, if he thinks about drafting a receiver earlier and maybe moving on from one of his current receivers.
Yeah, and I understand the theory of that with
James.
I wouldn't do it either, because you've got J-Mo for 2 years now.
And he's a big part of your offense.
He is. He's become a major part of this offense. And he had a bigger year than I thought he was going to this year. And you expect him to take another step forward this upcoming season. And in 2026, if you pick up the fifth-year option, which I would, I wouldn't give him an extension, but I'll pick up the fifth-year option.
I agree with you, and it might be expensive if he has a good year this year. That's a good problem to have.
But the fifth-year option is going to be $14 million regardless. I mean, that's kind of where it's slotted at this point. So, okay, and that's expensive, but it's nowhere near as expensive as if you sign him to an extension, which you're going to be talking. If he puts up another year like he had this past season, you're looking at a $30 million player. Right.
And you probably can't do that.
I'm not going
to
do that.
But you don't have to make that decision right now. See, that is what, and Wojo and I were talking about this yesterday. There is something to be said. You're right. Like, you can get a receiver in any round, and a receiver can pay dividends. A rookie receiver can pay dividends. But you don't want to hang your quarterback out to dry.
Like, absolutely not. No.
Jameson Williams is a big part of that offense. You got seven new coaches. You got a new OC. There's a chi between J-Mo and Jared Goff. It would make zero sense to me.
You went with chi.
You like chi?
I like that.
Rapport, is that better for you?
No, chi is
chi. Chi is pretty good. Chi is more...
It's very new age.
Profound, I feel. Yes, but there's a connection there. So I've heard this, and it drives me nuts that people would think it's a good idea. And we got calls yesterday. People were like, well, you know, if you can get a second and third round, which I don't think you would get, but if you could get a second and third round for a guy like J-Mo, I would do it in a heartbeat. But I wouldn't. Simply because... You also don't have that many positions to fill on this current team.
That's the thing. The other thing is that I understand Brad Holmes has built this team through the draft.
Yeah, and he's done a great job.
The window of opportunity isn't just the next couple of years. I mean, they've got the foundation where it can be built beyond that. And then when you keep building beyond that, it's because you're drafting well. I understand all
sure.
that. But your best opportunity right now is the next 2 years, and it's with Jameson Williams. I'm not looking to trade J-Mo, all right? Now, at some point in the 2026 season, after you've picked up the fifth-year option, if the Lions are in a situation where they don't look as good as they have, would I consider trading him at the deadline?
100%.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
You know, and then, of course, you're not going to get the value that you think you would if you traded him now. But
you're getting the value
now. I'm not looking for draft picks right now. I'm looking to add quality players to this team to put them over the edge. And so I'm not even looking at trading J-Mo. That being said, I'm also not looking at replacing him just yet either. I can do that either later in the draft with a third, fourth, fifth, you know, somewhere in those later rounds. I don't think they have a fifth round pick, but third, fourth, right. sixth round, whatever it is.
Or next year. Or maybe, just maybe, you love him so much, you find a way to keep him here some way, somehow.
Yeah, it's going to be tough.
You're probably right, but the bottom line
is... It's going to be really hard to...
You're probably right.
To convince me of that.
But you don't need to make that decision right now. And that, I think, is kind of... I'm not saying Brad thinks this way, but the mindset of constantly pushing it down the road to make sure you can re-sign your own players, you get lost, because eventually you got to say, like, well, we got a great chance this year.
Philadelphia has done that, right? Philadelphia said, we're not pushing it down the road anymore. We've drafted very well, and now we can afford to go ahead and make a move like a Saquon Barkley,
right?
Or they can sign a big free agent, put him in, plug him right back into this team, and here they are. Now they're Super Bowl champs. I think the Lions are in that position.
I agree.
Which is why, you know, I would guess that you would echo this too. When it came to the Trey Hendrickson stuff, I'm like, I think you can do this. I think you can make it happen. And
heartbeat.
And it's because you can finagle cap space when you need to finagle cap space. And when you need to let go of players to make room for him, I think there's the easy button is, okay, well, look what's happening here. You're not going to let Jameson Williams go. I don't have to pay him. That's money that's not going to be there. And if I'm not going to pay a tight end beyond Sam Laporta's four-year deal, let him go like they did when it came to TJ Hockenson, so I'm not going to pay that guy. That's 2 years down the road. You can replace those guys throughout the draft this year or next year. Like I said, it's a deep draft for tight end this year. You draft the tight end in, you know, the third or fourth round and get a quality guy there. That's going to be your replacement for Sam Laporta if you have to get there. But all that would be contingent on actually getting Trey Hendrickson and giving Cincinnati what they want and giving Trey Hendrickson what he wants. But I do think it can be managed with the payroll. And it gives your team an excellent chance to win over the next 2 years, and he'd be signed to a longer-term deal because that's what he wants, and that's when the pain comes in a little bit by letting a couple guys go. But you're okay with it.
Keep
bringing in all these great draft picks because Brad Holmes is brilliant.
Right, and also, like, with Trey in the contract, he's 31, so it wouldn't be a five-year deal. Like, I agree with you. It's totally doable. I have zero belief it would actually happen. But that's the kind of thing we're talking about, though.
Yeah.
There is. I get sick of hearing, like, we got bills to pay in the future when I want to win a Super Bowl now. Yeah. And to your point, if you get a Trey Hendrickson and you happen to win a Super Bowl, any of the pain you suffer after Hendrickson's gone, Oh, well.
Yeah.
It's part of the deal. What are you going to do?
Yeah, I guess I'll have a bruise on my cheek when I go to brush the tears away, but my Super Bowl ring keeps getting in the way.
Right. Go watch the DVD back when you're depressed.
Yeah.
It's the big parade down Woodward.
248-539-9797 is a telephone number. What do you make of the comments he had there about the wide receiver in the draft and, you know, Jameson Williams? Would you think of trading J-Mo, or would you just let it ride out for the next 2 years? Do you want to sign him to an extension after this upcoming season? Brad Holmes also talked about the draft when it came to trades. Trading up or trading back? We'll talk about that next year. 97.1, The Ticket.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, we have some ticket texts coming in regarding what Brad Holmes has talked about with the wide receiver position in the draft. Thought it was interesting that they brought in Matthew Golden, the receiver, to take a look at him. Because he's a first-round talent. He's a top 15 talent, top three wide receiver talent, and I don't see the Lions using their first-round pick on a wide receiver, but interesting nonetheless. Holmes will always draft best player available. Might be a wide receiver. Might be a linebacker. Might be a long snapper. No, it wouldn't be a long
snapper. Yeah, I don't think it's going to be a long snapper.
But as far as the first round is concerned, because we've seen him go out and get a wide receiver in the first round, moving up to get Jameson Williams. I think you could argue at that point the Lions had a need for wide receiver. Now, I get that he's constantly saying we don't draft by need, we just draft best player of our best. But I mean, I think a lot of that is a smokescreen. And the other part of that is just understanding that there's a lot of depth of positions of need for the Lions. He's also said that he likes to build through the trenches, right? They have needs on the defensive line, whether it's defensive tackle or defensive end. They have needs on the offensive line. You know, you got to think about, first of all, they have a guard position. At least one guard position is wide open. And you could argue that if they got the top guard in the draft, that he'd be competing, you know, possibly with Glasgow as well to be the number one guard in this team. And you're thinking about replacing Frank Ragnow down the road. So there's certain players that would fit that as well. But I understand. In the end, they draft guys they love because they're great football players. I just think that each year is a little different based on circumstances. You're not always drafting for positional need. But now that the Lions are, this is their fourth draft going into it, I think they're pretty well established what they are.
Well, he said that last draft, year, too. Remember, they gave up the third round pick for Gio Manu.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, dude, this guy doesn't even have a draft profile. What the hell are you doing? He's like, well, every guy we draft isn't even going to make this team. Like, we are deep. We've built a good team. So I think you'll see some of that along. I look at it the same way. Like, you're
after the first round. Right,
of course.
Yeah, that's
of course.
Yeah.
But that's what we're both saying, though. You have a great established team right now that if it wasn't for the injuries, who knows how far you would have gone last year. So you use a first round pick. Either it's offensive line or it's defensive line. Those are probably the two most likely spots. And you move on.
Holmes clearly puts players in buckets regardless of position. I bet he'll trade back because his bucket will be gone by like pick 20.
He did say it would be a dream scenario if there's a grouping of players that he knows he'd be able to get to be able to trade back and get some draft equity as well.
Well, we'll get to what he had to say about the draft in just a minute about trading up and also about trading back. Meanwhile, let's get to the phones. 248-539-9797. Sam is in Pinckney. Sam, welcome to 97.1
The Hey.
Team. What's up, Sam?
Good morning. What up? Good morning, guys. So I would trade JMO. For a different reason now, because Kenny poked a hole in my story. But I had said that I was going to trade him if he did something else stupid, which Kenny pointed out that it would hurt his draft stock, which is true. So I would trade him because wide receivers are a dime a dozen. They're always going to be there. So, yeah, I would trade him.
You would trade him right now. Like, before the draft, you would trade him away, and you wouldn't have JMO, thus you need a receiver.
Well, I would wait until after the draft to see what we get.
How does that make any sense? You would trade him for draft picks, and then you would draft a receiver, I would assume.
So you're trading for future draft picks, not for this draft.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to say. Sorry.
All right.
So you don't have Jameson Williams then this year, and you don't have draft picks until the next draft.
But that means that he can't do anything else stupid to embarrass this team.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling, Sam. One way to look at it, I guess.
What the hell are we doing there? Come
I don't on. Know. I'm not nearly as concerned about the perceived immaturity of the off-field stuff that happens with Jameson Williams that has happened. Can't discount it. It has happened. Is it embarrassing? I don't know if it's embarrassing.
Okay, so
it just happened, and it ends up costing him playing time. And you know what it probably ends up doing? Costing him an extension.
Right, and more money. And it probably it may already have.
But if you're going to trade Jameson Williams, you trade him either during the draft or before the draft.
Exactly.
Right, exactly, because you need to get that back. And though I agree that wide receivers are kind of a dime a dozen, and even Brad Holmes said that it's a voluminous position, you can find them throughout, and you can, finding a guy with this kind of talent, that's not dime a dozen talent, right? You don't find guys that run a 4.240 that often.
And I agree with you. That's why the Matthew Golden thing raised some eyebrows.
Yeah.
But again, I don't think people give JMO enough credit. Like, forget the 1,000 yards over 17 games, even though he didn't play all 17 games this year. I don't think people give the guy enough credit. He can be a game changer. And I think Jared Goff enjoys working with him. You would be moronic to do Sam's plan,
don't want to call Sam a moron.
No. I said the plan was moronic. I'm sure Sam is a very bright individual.
Exactly. I agree. The trading after the draft doesn't make any sense. Kang is captain of the Jameson Williams fan club.
Yeah, you say he can be a difference maker. He is a difference maker, Rieger. I think, and there's more meat on the bone.
I agree.
And there's, Yeah, I think last year just scratching the surface of, I think that was the finally we got to see a little, you know, some chemistry between him and Goff, right? And I think that the fact that who knows what's, you know, this new, the new offensive coordinator is going to do, but to have a weapon like that on the field that takes away the safety, you know, brings, rolls coverage your way, whether, you know, it's just an, it's such an asset to have on a football team, an offense, that I'm a big JMO guy. I think picking up the option is the easy thing. It's what we do after the fact.
But you hit the nail on the head. The new OC, John Morton, right? You're really going to, first move you make is you're going to hamstring your offense by getting rid of Jamison Williams?
No, I don't see them trading him at all. I mean, if you're going to think about it, it would be after next season.
Right.
And even then, you're probably not, because it's easy to pick up the fifth-year option. The fifth-year option for $14 million, and you're getting him at half his market value. And you know you're going to get production out of it. But that being said, Jamison Williams is a guy they traded up for. Brad Holmes talked about both trading up and trading back. Here's what he said about trading up in the draft. So to me, what's interesting is, have they identified a player in this draft that they would love to move up and get? Now, he talks about a lot of conversation, a lot of pre-planning, a lot of planning ahead to make something like that happen, because it takes more of a discussion. You have to plant those seeds. It, things like that don't typically happen just on draft night and some team comes from out of the blue and says, hey, would you want to move up into our spot? You know, these are conversations that definitely take place ahead of time, and that you have to plan for this and what you would give up to move up to that spot. But I'm wondering if there's a player that, and I would imagine there have to be players that they truly covet, that they would say, yeah, we'd move up to 15 to take blank.
Right. No, and I agree with you. I think, obviously, you don't go through the hours and days of prep without figuring who that guy is. But it's a little different. Hear me out. Like, fans want another edge, correct?
Yes.
Correct, obviously. Don't you feel if they decided to go that route, then they believe whatever edge they want to target is the best player available, don't you think they're going to be able to get that person nearer to where they're picking anyway? 28th. Like, for instance, if you wanted a James Pierce, he's probably going to be right around low first round. If, and I mentioned this guy to you, and I know King likes him, Shamar Stewart, and I know people bag on his college production, but he's going to be right around that area too. So if you want to trade up for defensive edge, I kind of feel the trade's not going to have to be significant. Now, offensive line might be a different deal. Maybe you would have to trade up even more.
Well, and defensive tackle might be another position. I mean, I have no idea what Brad Holmes covets in this draft. If it's Mike Green, the edge rusher from Marshall, who every mock draft now seems to have him going in the top 20 for sure. Decent size, 6'3", 250. Incredible production last year with the 16.5 sacks. And he just looks like this is an edge rusher that you'd like to have. But if they don't think there's that much separation between Mike Green and, say, James Pierce from Tennessee, as you mentioned, then you don't have to move up and get that guy. Or maybe Jalen Walker from Georgia. A lot of people think he's a number two edge rusher in this draft behind Abdul Carter. If he's available, is that a guy that they want to jump up and get? But again, it depends on what the separation is. You know, I was thinking about this morning when – one of my big pet peeves is when people use the term elite, because I don't think they understand what the word elite means. And they'll start talking, oh, this guy's an elite quarterback. This guy's an elite quarterback. And then when you start to add it up, you're like, you've got 9 elite quarterbacks in the league. That's not elite. Elite means best of the best.
Right.
So you're talking out of 32 starting quarterbacks, there might be, by definition, 3 elite quarterbacks. So, but the difference between the third guy who's elite and the quarterback at 8 might not be all that much, and maybe that's what we have here looking at Mike Green to the guys that are not elite, but they're pretty close to
it. I'm curious, though. You're the draft guru. You and Doug, you guys talk draft 24-7.
Everybody talks
draft. Do you believe that if they were to trade up for, let's just say, an edge, he would have already visited them? Like, do you put any stock into the pre-draft visits?
I put some stock into it, but I
because
think
they visited with 3.
Yeah, I put some stock into it, but I think there's more about what happened at the combine. You know, you get an opportunity to talk to guys at the combine, and that's more volume there. So I would look at that. But hang on to that with the names you have. We got some calls on hold as well, 248-539-9797. And hearing what Brad Holmes has to say about trading back, which is, that's always a popular move here in Detroit. Trade back, get more assets. We'll hear what he has to say about that next year, 97.1 The Ticket.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Somebody did send a ticket text that I do want to address with you specifically, Jeff, because you have firsthand knowledge. We'll get to that coming up at 10:55. But we talked about trading up in the draft with Brad Holmes. Now, here's what Brad Holmes has to say about the ever-popular decision here in Detroit, which is almost like the go-to easy button, trading back in the draft. So we all love to hear that. And I think the easiest way that they can trade back is if there's a team that's picking in the, let's say, the top 10 in the second round that was looking for a quarterback but didn't want to use their first round pick on a quarterback. So they would trade back into the first round because they want the fifth year. So does that mean a team like Cleveland would be willing to trade their first pick overall in the second round if they don't take a quarterback, because it doesn't look like they're going to take a quarterback at number two this year? You know, the Giants, if the Giants don't take a quarterback in the first round, they have the second pick in the second round. You know, is it possible the Lions can trade back, because there'd be teams like that that would be willing to move up? I think that's a possibility. And the other thing is, as we talk about it, we think there's, I don't want to lump you into this, I'll let you have your own opinion on it, but I know Doug and I, and Kang to an extent as well, we all think there's a lot of depth on the defensive line, whether it's tackle or edge rusher. You can get your guy at 28, sure. But if I can move back six slots, seven slots, and still get one of those guys in that group.
What do you get for it? What's the chart say? Yeah.
Yeah. I don't, and you get like a third round pick in addition to it. Okay. I'd be happy to, because there's value to it, particularly if a team's moving back in to get a quarterback, because that's that fifth year is so valuable for the quarterback.
I mean, the only way you don't do that, and he wouldn't do that, is if he's in love with the guy that would be there at their spot, right? Which there's a possibility, because again, I mean, they've built this team so well that other draft picks are fantastic, and eventually you're going to need those draft picks because you got to pay guys and you're probably going to lose guys down the line. But right now, if that guy is there, the guy they consider to be the best available, I wouldn't trade down. I would grab that guy.
Yeah.
But I hear you. Absolutely. I mean, it would be fantastic if you get a comparable individual and you get some more draft equity to go with it.
If they, let's say, for instance, James Pierce, who a few weeks ago, James Pierce was training to be a top 15 pick. Everybody loved him. And then words started getting out. You know what? He takes plays off, or he's this, he's that. And a lot of off-field questions about him, or questions about his heart and determination, whatever. It could be character assassination. It could be all disinformation, distraction, smoke, whatever it is. But if everybody really does think he's a top 15 talent, and the Lions do too, and he starts to slip, that's that kind of guy. Like, they're not going to let him get past 28. They love him. They're going to take him.
The funny thing is, he meets all the criteria, doesn't he? He's a total stud. He's got an unbelievable RAS score, like one of the best. We know Brad Holmes loves the RAS. Like, it's almost wild. You can look at the RAS, and have they taken a guy with a really poor RAS score? I think the answer is no. And the only thing that doesn't equate with them is, I don't know if he loves football the way the Lions want you to love football.
That's the big thing, right? And that's what they look for. But I mean, it's a guy who's got, I mean, good God, a sub 4.5 40 that he ran. He played 3 years at Tennessee, and the last 2 years he had 17 and a half sacks total, along with 27 and a half tackles for loss. There's production attached to that. But if he needs to be unlocked to unlock the true potential, it's just to be that culture guy. The Lions have the culture. I think at this point, enough people know you come to Detroit, you're going to have to change up and adapt to whatever it is they want. He could be that guy that they really covet, regardless of the outside noise that may just be distraction, misinformation.
I know we're all trying to read tea leaves and just trying to figure out what Brad Holmes
just
Lions...
enjoy the movie.
No, yeah. Well, first of all, you should just enjoy the
That's
movie.
That's what he said.
But secondly, to answer your question, have they ever drafted someone with a poor RAS score? Absolutely. Brian Branch. Brian Branch had a terrible RAS score.
Really?
And is Brian Branch a good football player? He's a great football
He's
player.
All right.
So I do agree that the Lions like the RAS score, and that's something to read into, but I wouldn't put all my eggs in one basket. They go back to they draft football players and guys that think that will help this team win, and Brian Branch is that guy. He had a terrible RAS score, and that's probably part of the reason why he fell to the second round.
Dude, look at you very quickly. His RAS was 5.27. That is an awful RAS score.
He had a slow 40.
Yeah, and that's why, he fell. But
I remember us talking about that a couple years ago when he's getting before the draft. I'm like, I don't care what his 40 time is. You watch Brian
4.58.
Watch Brian Branch play at Alabama. He was a playmaker. He was a football player, and it made all the sense. And when he was available at the top of the second round, we came back into that draft show the next day, leading into the second round, best players available. We're like, oh my God, please God, get Brian Branch. Was he the second player the Lions took in the second round?
Yeah, and they didn't even take him in the second round. They took LaPorta first. Yeah, right. And then they took Branch.
Yeah, there were trades happened. They were able to get him again. So, yeah, I think there's this, you're right, King. There's a balance there. There's a balance that they strike between, that the Lions know what they want. RAS score is important. Production has importance. There's lots of things that have importance, but in the end, the Lions have their own determination of what it is in the player that they're looking for. Here's a ticket text coming in regarding Jamison Williams. J-Mo is a huge part of the offense. I don't get why everyone wants to get rid of him so quick.
I don't think anybody does.
Makes no sense. He put up 1,000 yards. I know it was 17 games, but also 4-5 option two. I think the gambling and legal issues scares everyone. J-Mo is the number one receiver on a lot of teams. I think it's a mistake to trade him, especially with the new offensive coordinator and the fact that he does already have a connection with this offense.
I don't think anybody wants to trade him. I think, well, the guy that called us wants to trade him after the draft for some reason, which makes no sense to me.
For him, but it was because of the off-field stuff. But, he wants to nip it in the bud. He doesn't want to deal with any more distraction. And
fair, but I don't think the majority of people, I think somebody hit the nail on the head yesterday. Woj and I were talking about it. And the only reason we're talking about J-Mo and Matthew Golden is simply because there's not a whole hell of a lot to talk about. They got the 28th pick. There's not a ton of buzz. The Lions are a really good team. It's not a top 10 pick. So I kind of think sometimes we make up storylines, and the Matthew Golden one is kind of a made up storyline. I would be floored if he got traded.
But why bring him in?
I don't know.
That's the storyline, is why was he brought in, Jeff?
What do you think the odds are that it actually happens?
None.
Right. Then why bring him in?
That's my question. Why you bring him in?
I'm not saying it's not a story. I'm not saying not to talk about it.
You get a limited number of visits.
Correct.
And you used one of them on a player that I don't think they're even considering drafting.
He's a young J-Mo, essentially. He's a speedster. He's unreal. But I don't know why you bring him in.
That's how you talk about it.
Maybe it's a smokescreen. I'm not saying not to talk about it. I just don't think there's a ton of validity to it.
You guys aren't given any. That's the thing. I mean, Gator, you clearly don't think they have any interest, but they don't waste visits, do they? You think it's smokescreen. I don't think it's smokescreen. I think they have interest.
I think there's two reasons. I think there's smokescreen, and I don't think it's getting. I think it's getting intel on some of the other players from Texas and maybe his opinion on players that he went against. I think there's all that.
They're not wasting a visit.
I think every player they talk about that stuff with. I think no matter who it is, they're going to talk about it, their teammates and other things adjacent to that.
But
I think there's a lot of smokescreen.
I mean, maybe they're in love with the guy. Maybe if he falls far enough, they think about trading up to get him, knowing eventually they're going to have to get rid of or part ways with J-Mo. But right now, there's no situation where J-Mo's not on the team this coming year. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I agree with that. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. We had a listener text in a question to me, to make sure that I asked you about this, because it was something we brought up earlier in the week, and I said, well, Jeff would have knowledge on this, so we'll ask Jeff that question coming up at 11.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight, but for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.